Romans 13. I'm going to read verses 1 through 7. You follow along as I read, and I preached 2 weeks ago on honor, and I titled it Esteeming True Riches, How to Give Value to Where Value, or Honor to Whom Honor is Due. I began that 2 weeks ago. I want to finish that this evening. I heard that Brother John did a great job last Sunday night preaching here at the church, and I appreciate folks being so kind to him and being a blessing to him. He left blessed, and he texted me a couple of times and talked about how blessed he was for being here. Said, you folks are easy to preach to. And I said, yeah, try pastoring them. I didn't say that. But this is a good church to pastor and to preach to, that's for sure. And you never really sometimes you don't know what you have until you start traveling a little bit, seeing what's out there. And don't take for granted what God has done here at our church. And I know it can be better sometimes, but it could be a whole lot worse too, right? Romans 13, it says, verse number 1, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. And that's what the government was established for, and we're to honor them. It's a sad day, though, in a country when our government is a terror to those that do good, and rewards those that do evil. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. There's that same thought now in verse number 5, as we talked about this morning, about suffering that's acceptable with God. If we suffer well, take it patiently, that pleases God. This is the same thought, the same principle. When in subjection to all the higher authority and obey, then we're also pleasing God for conscience' sake. Verse number 6, For this cause pay you tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. Here's our text. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear. Now watch it now. Honor to whom honor. We are to honor those to whom honor is due. And last Sunday night we spent some time, not very long, or 2 weeks ago. It's probably the shortest message I've ever preached since I was a teenager. But we talked about honoring God above all. Amen. He is worthy of all our honor. Tonight I want to talk a little bit more about who honor is due. Father, help us this evening. I pray, God, that you would bless now tonight and that you would give a sweet spirit in this place. Put your rest upon our people tonight and your people. And Lord, move our hearts, Father, in the right direction. That you would help us, Lord, to be a shining light to this community. Father, a great witness. God, I pray that you help us tonight in this area of honor. We ask in your name. Amen. We are witnessing in our day and age a great lapse of honor. I remember growing up, my grandparents talking about respect and how that young people had very little respect. Well, that was 40-some years ago. I can only imagine what they would say if they were alive today. And we are seeing a great lapse in our country, in our world today, among people of honor. This rioting and looting is a great manifestation of a lack of honor to people. And I'm not against holding people accountable for what they do wrong, regardless of what color they are, what position they hold. But when you have no honor, you're going to hurt innocent people. It's a different story. And so we are witnessing a great lapse of honor, not only in our country, in our homes, in our marriages, in our churches as well. Honor is a biblical truth that is not being effectively taught or even, for the most part, demonstrated. I wonder how much honor is being taught in public schools today. This is one of these reasons that we see all this looting, of course, is because parents several years ago listened to Dr. Spock and quit spanking their children. So now we have all these spoiled brats raised by pot smokers and who think they can get anything they want and everything's owed to them. And then we have a Christian school or a public school, excuse me, that pumps our kids full of humanistic ideas, and so now we're seeing the effects of that. And I believe that TV has done a great damage to our young folks when it comes to that of honor as well, and video games and those type of things. And the honor is defined as the esteem due or paid, a testimony of esteem. It's expression of respect or of highest estimation by words or action. It means to revere, to respect, to read with deference and submission, to treat with due civility and respect in ordinary intercourse of life. It means to place a value on. I used illustration a few weeks ago about when you ladies have a garage sale. You have to, what they call that, price? You have to put prices on all your stuff. And in my opinion, just give it away. Just put it out there, say free, and don't have anything left over. But you guys go out, you have to price it, and you put a value on all the items, the clothes and the old little appliances and the books and the kids' toys. You find a price for that, and you put a price on that because you value that at a certain value. Send a certain value, then you have somebody come along and wants to offer you half the price of it anyway, and that's the fun part is bartering and going back and forth. And that's why I don't even like really buying cars. I just like to barter for cars. If I could barter for a car, not buy it, I'd have a good time every week, you know. But you put a value on it. And so we had to put a value on who God says is valuable as well. Now, biblical honor will cost you then something. Honor that costs you nothing really is not honor. Honor is going to cost you something. And so biblical honor is not only due to a person. We find in the scripture, we'll look at it a little bit, it's not only due to a person, but God says sometimes it's also due to a position. Sometimes a person in the position is not due, they're not honorable. That person's not honorable. Maybe their behavior is not honorable. And we have people in the White House, and we have people, and had people in the White House, that sometimes they're not very honorable in their character or their behavior. But the position demands that I honor the president. Okay, three people agree with that. Glad. And the same way. Police officers are not perfect. Right. If you don't believe me, just hang around Bill for a little while. He was a police officer. Is he listening back there? And there he is. He's popping his head out there. They're not perfect. But the position deserves honor. Right. And so sometimes God then says that not only the person, but sometimes the position is also due honor. And so you express honor with obedience, with the right attitude, with the right respect and the right action and words toward that position or person. So we see there's honor in the Christian life. We talk about that with the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is worthy of honor. And I like what Malachi 1:6 says. He said, listen, if you honor your governors and your rulers and you call me father, where is my honor? Where's my honor? And the Lord was discouraged, or not discouraged, He was pointing out that they had profaned the Sabbath day. They had begun to shrug and profane the sacrifices and the temple and really had a bad attitude toward the things of God. He said, where is my honor? He said, listen, give your presidents, give your rulers what you give me. Give them your seconds and your leftovers and see if they'll be pleased with that. And so God is worthy of our best. He's worthy of our honor. Number two tonight is this. We not only have honor in our Christian life, as we talked about a few weeks ago, but we have honor in our home life. In our home life. Look at me in Ephesians chapter 6. We have honor in our home life. In Ephesians chapter 6, we see here the parent-child relationship. In verse number 1, the Bible says here, probably many of you know the verse, and probably some of you maybe have cut it out of your Bible. If you have done that, let me know. I'll buy you a new one. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And then verse number 2 says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So God speaks now about the honor in the parent-child relationship. And God said, listen, God said, children, you need to obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. When you obey your parents, God says that's the right thing to do. It's not changed in 2020. It's still the same. And when 2021 comes here, if the Lord tarries, it'll be the same in 2021. Children are to obey their parents. He said, if you're under their roof, feed under their table, you're eating their food, they're putting clothes on your back, They brought you into this world, you need to obey them. Why? God said so. And God will bless this obedience to parents. God said in verse number 2, honor your father and mother. Not only are we to obey them, listen, you can obey your parents and not honor them. You can submit to them with a bad attitude and disrespect them. You can go through all the emotions, but if you don't honor them, God says, listen, he said, honor is the first commandment with promise. And so, as God gave the commandments in the Old Testament, the first commandment with promise, which means this, God said, honor your father and mother, that it may be well with thee. He promised that if we honor our parents, that he would also honor us and bless us for doing that. And so God blesses honor and he chastens dishonor. Now, by the way, you're never too old to honor your parents. They're too old. Listen, there may be times as you get older and all of a sudden you leave father and mother and you have a wife and you build your own family that no longer now obligated to obey your parents and every little thing. I can't call up Jeremiah and say, Jeremiah, come on, take out the trash of the house. No, I probably could. And he probably wouldn't show up. And so I had to tell Jonas that. And if he won't do it, then I make my wife take it out. And so you guys see how much trash piles up in a trash can before it goes out. But he needs to honor his father. And there are times now at 50 years old, I wish I could call my parents and apologize for some of the things I didn't honor them on. And I guess you never realize, they always say, one of these days, you don't ever realize that until you have your own children. And you lose your parents. I'll tell you something, honor is placing value a mom and dad. And you can't value your parents too much. Right. I think really the problem today is that we value our parents and our grandparents too little. Yep. You see, God says to value. He says to honor. That's esteeming them of great value. And so I'm going to encourage you tonight to value your parents and value your grandparents. You say, well, you don't have to agree with what they always do or say. And really, you'd be surprised, young folks, if you'd honor your parents and honor your grandparents, how that would change what you think is wrong. Right. And I think that parents and grandparents are worthy of being honored. You know, really, as a dad now, 50 years old with my kids grown, really, Brother Porter, I think maybe the same thing with you. Really, I didn't raise my kids for them to owe me. You know what I want right now as a 50-year-old man with grown adult sons? Just honor. That's all I want, just honor. Just appreciate and honor what your parents have, where we helped you get in your life. You didn't get where you're at without some parents and grandparents. I wouldn't be tonight behind the pulpit without a growly, godly grandpa and grandma that prayed for me and kept me in church and scolded me and told me things I didn't want to hear and sometimes spanked me. I had my grandpa one time get mad and punch me in the mouth. It made me upset. But you know what? He had a heart for his young people to do right. And so they're worthy of honor. So you got to esteem them of great honor, put great value on them. The problem is that we value our parents and our grandparents after they're gone. And you can't pick up the phone. You can't go by and see them. I remember when our boys were young, we lived in there in Independence, not too far from here. And my grandparents were up in age and not always real healthy. And so, you know, we were here, just young family, just newly not married too awful long, and our boys were little, and Josh and Jeremiah were born. I think maybe Jerry was just a tiny, not even born yet. And we would go to my grandparents' house on Monday evenings, and go out there and just spend time with them. Go out there on Fridays and mow their grass for them. And Mondays we'd go fishing and grocery shopping. Fridays was mowing grass, and Sunday afternoons was eating lunch with them. 3 times a week we'd go out there. And I'd have folks tell me, don't go out to your grandparents so often. Get your own life. Get friends your age. And I thought, all my friends my age are stupid. They're as dumb as I am. Two dummies don't make a right. And but you know, after my grandparents passed away, I don't regret any moment that I spent with them. And so you need to honor your parents. Look at that first Peter chapter number 3 as well. 1 Peter 3. We'd honor our parents, our grandparents. Doesn't take anybody very long to look at your parents, your grandparents, and find things wrong with them. And by the way, one day your kids will find something wrong with you, and your grandkids will think that you're old and out of touch too. And they'll think, boy, my grandma, she's just crotchety. Always trying to tell me what to do. Why are you going to do that? Because you care for your grandchildren. That's why you're going to do that. You've been around a block or time or two, and you've seen some things. You can see the direction they're going to go. And so, if you have grandparents who don't tell you sometimes get in your business, I'd be worried about those kind of grandparents. Grandparents that always want to be happy and pat you on the back and never warn you, never try to warn you about things you're doing, or maybe, advise you, and just kind of whatever you do, they're, no matter what you do, they're proud of you. You can rob a bank and they're like, oh, I'm so proud of you. I'd be careful about a grandparent like that. But a grandpa and grandma and a mom and dad that would tell you, hey, straighten up.
Good.
You know, that's, you know what? I love you, but I think that's the wrong person for your life. That man's not good for you. Well, you don't have to like it, but they might see something you don't. I'd honor them. You've got to bless that and you honor them. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 7 here as well. It says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together, the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. We find not only is there honor in the home with the child-parent relationship, but also there's honor in the marriage. We are to honor one another. And the Bible says here, the chapter 3, verse number 1, talks about the wives being subjected to their husbands. The wives are supposed to reverence their husbands in Ephesians chapter 6. And so there's to be honor both directions, from a husband to a wife, from a wife to a husband. There is to be honor. And I want to say tonight that men, you need to show great honor to your wife. You can't honor your wife too much. As long as you're honoring God above your wife, you can't give her too much honor. And women are worthy of great honor. God says we're to dwell with them according to knowledge. He didn't say understand. Thank God for that. Listen, I know my wife. I don't always understand her. But I know her looks. I know, and she'll say, I didn't give you a look. I was like, yeah, I'd seen a look. I don't give looks. That's one right there. I know her looks. We can talk without saying a word. I know her body language. I know what's going to set her off. What's going to make her cry. Anything makes her cry. Pick a song. It'll do it. I don't understand, but I know her. And listen, if you're with a woman long enough, you're going to know her. But God said this. He said, honor her. Honor her. Now, she's not weaker as far as like substandard. But God didn't make her to be your head or to be your protector. God made her to be your helpmeet. She completes you. So you're to honor her with great honor. And by the way, dishonor hinders our prayers. God said in verse number 7, he said, as being heirs together the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. To dishonor your spouse, to dishonor your husband, your wife, will hinder your prayer life. And honor is a way to access grace. God said about the husband and wife that they're heirs together of the grace of life. And so God says a way to access grace in the Christian life is to honor your spouse, to honor your husband or your wife. And if you have no honor, then honor then will hinder, dishonor will hinder our prayers. It's appalling sometimes to see how men treat their wives. It bothers me. Say something. Helping your wife around the house is not beneath you, sir. Two of them have been henpecked. The rest of you are all men, I guess. Listen, it's amazing. We want our wife to, bear children and raise the kids and make a meal and keep the house clean and then get a part-time job on the side and work part-time at the side. And all we want to do is come in and sit and throw our clothes on the floor and eat and get fed. I'm telling you, sir, the vacuum cleaner in the house will fit your hand. And the dishwasher, the dish detergent and the dish rag will fit in your hand. Well, that's just women's work. Well, then you trade with your wife. Let her go get a job, and you raise the children, cook the meal, keep the house clean, and work a part-time job. I guarantee you, if that was any man that I know of, we'd be begging. Let me go, man. Let me go. Listen, I'd rather roof 10 hours a day than be a house husband. I'm not kidding. There's been times where my wife's been sick or laid up, and I've had to help in the house. I can't wait to get out. It's like free at last, free at last. Man, let's set me free. I'm just not made for that. I have pushed a vacuum cleaner. I have put some clothes in the dryer. I don't do it right, but I do put them in the dryer. I'm not racist. All our clothes go the same. All our clothes, any color goes in the washing machine. No separation there. But you can help. Honor your wife. Honor your wife. So there's honor in the marriage. There's also honor in the church. Look back at Romans chapter 12, please. You know, as a pastor, I deal some with marital problems, and there's usually only a few marital problems you deal with over and over again. Usually finances is one and romance is the other one. Those are the two big ones. And if we could ever get together on those two things, we'd have great marriages. But sir, you'd be surprised how much your romantic life would improve if you honor your wife. Crickets. I can see your men, you're kind of weighing it out. Like, Let me tell you, it's worth it, all right? Romans chapter 12, verse number 10. If you don't have a clue, come talk to me after the service, I'll give you a clue. Look at Romans chapter 12, verse number 10. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. So in the church house, there's also honor, not just in our secular life, in our home life, but also in our church life. In our church life, there is also honor. We are to honor one another. Let me tell you something. Honor is not earned. Honor is given. This idea, I've heard people say it many times, it makes me furious. If you want my respect, you're going to earn my respect. For a Christian, God says you give respect, you give honor. To whom honor is due. Well, they're not very honorable. Is a position honorable? Then honor them. Honor them. We're supposed to, in love, prefer one another, in honor, prefer one another. And so we are to honor one another in the church house. Look at another one in the church house. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 5. This is not a very exciting message, but you young folks catch this now. It will help you in your life as you get older. You'd be surprised what God will do with you and for you and with you when you honor people. By the way, if you can't honor people, you can't honor the Lord. 1 Timothy 5, verse number 3, the Bible says this. Honor widows that are widows indeed. The church is to honor the widows of the church. God places a great value on the widows and the fatherless. And so we're helping Miss Gail, not because I like her. She brings me no cookies, so she's not on my like list. But I appreciate your honesty. Yeah. No, I like Miss Gail. I'm glad she's here. We love her. But we want to honor the widows. We want to honor the widows. There was a widow here not too long ago. Some of you might remember her. I won't mention her name, but she was here about 13 years ago. Maybe not quite 13 years ago, about 10 years ago. And God bless her, but she ran this church a little bit ragged. And somebody asked me one time, why do you do what you're doing? It's going to be of and beyond. And I said, one day, probably my wife will be a widow and so need somebody to honor her. She's going to outlive me because she wants to, for one. She wants to be like my grandma and be free, so I'm free. And so we ride around in the Corvette and smoking Cuban cigars probably. But I don't know. That ain't very spiritual, is it? I got off track there. But I want somebody to honor my wife when I'm gone. So God talks, and by the way, I just want to mention to you ladies here, be careful because God lays out what a widow indeed is. won't go down that road tonight, but be careful because God talks about how what qualifies for a widow indeed and what she should have done prior to being a widow. And so that's honoring the Lord as well. But we're to honor widows. And so tonight, again, we want to help Miss Gail because we want to honor. We love, she's of great value to the church house. We're going to honor her and honor her position and honor where she's at. So widows are to be honored. Be careful how you treat widows and the fatherless. God takes great stock in them. We also honor church elders. Look at verse number 17 in the same chapter. Let the elders that rule well be kind of worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. That's what we're supposed to put a great value on the elders of the church. And I won't go down that road very far, but as a pastor, pastors are due honor. Right. Their positions are due honor. Right. Now, they're not infallible. They're not the father. They're not the pope. They're not above accountability, but they're to be honored as well. And I'm telling you today, I'm not looking for a pat on the back. I'm not looking to be spoiled. I'm not looking for any kind of special recognition. But there is a great dearth of honoring preachers and ministers in this world today. And used to mean something in this world that you lived in. When you said, I'm a pastor or a preacher or a missionary, they'd respect that. But anymore, they don't respect that at all. And so we're to honor our elders. All right. Can I give you a few more? Is it all right? Okay. Let me give you a few more. We're to honor our church. We have honor in our church life. Number four, we have honor in our secular life. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2. Excuse me, I'm sorry, 1 Peter. Excuse me. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 17. So 17 says, honor all men. Love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Are you getting the idea tonight that we're to have honor in our life for people? It's biblical. There's attitudes, the little words, the looks, the shrugs, the whatevers, or dishonor. So we're to value them. Value them in action. Value them with our words, our conversation. Value them with giving time and helping financially. But God says here that we're to honor the king. So in a secular life, we're to honor authority. We're to honor authority. And so the president, though we have seen some that are not worthy as far as being honorable behavior, their position demands honor. You know what bothers me a lot about Pelosi? A lot of things about Pelosi. But she has no honor. She's not honorable. Her speech is unhonorable. The way they talk about the president is unhonor. I've never heard so much dishonor toward a president than I have in the last about 4 to 8 years in politics. It's just gotten ugly. And I understand that sometimes we have to hold people accountable, but the dishonor that people show in our government to one another, no wonder our young folks don't honor anybody. So we're to honor the president. We're to honor those in authority. We're to honor our governor and our mayor, our police officers. We're to honor them. Even when they're wrong, they deserve to be. By the way, if they're wrong, you get followed. You know, with a police officer, if he's wrong, you're going to get a lot farther down the road with that guy if you honor him than if you dishonor him. And by the way, I'm going to tell you something. In a traffic stop or a violation, it's not the time to be stupid with a police officer. If he's wrong, use your ticket wrongfully, they have court for that. Go through the channels and fight it with honor. They might give a ticket wrong. I understand that happens at times. But with a guy with a gun and a taser, I ain't gonna be stupid. My parents taught me, if you get pulled over, it's yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am. You just obey the police officer. You obey the law. We've lost that. And it's no wonder our country's upside down. We have no honor toward authority. We've gotten tickets before that I didn't think we deserved, and so we went to court and we presented our case, and the guy said, all right, dismissed. Didn't cost me a dime. And so you can do that thing with honor. God will bless that. So to honor authority, we to honor our employees, we also honor the elderly. Leviticus 19:32 says, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head, and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God, I am the Lord. So we're to honor those, the elderly. Well, listen, I know this is meddling in your business, but God said, listen, when the old man comes along, you need to rise up. There used to be a day and time when older folks came in a room, people would stand up. When older folks would address younger folks, those people would stand up, look them in the eyeball, talk them face to face, shake their hand, and were a gentleman or a lady. Not whatever now. And if you want, let me tell you something. I hardly ever shake anybody's hand sitting down. Somebody comes in and they put their hand out, I'm going to stand up. Why? It's giving them honor. Just honor. You honor them that way. Whether it's a woman or a man or a gentleman or an older gentleman, you honor them. You honor the elders. You honor our elders. And by the way, our country, if you look at our, listen, it's a shame that we're sticking our old folks in warehouses and forgetting about them when they deserve honor. And so when you meet an older folk and they talk to you, and by the way, don't refer to them as the old man or the old lady. They're to be honored. And so when an older folk comes by and talks to you, don't put your head down. Don't divert your eyes. Oh, I don't want to deal with them. They smell funny. I understand that. It comes with age. Take a long time to get that way. But you look them in the eyeballs. Put your hand out. Say hello to them. How are they doing? Be honorable to them. And so God wants us to honor the elderly. We often fail to see the value of those we are to honor until it's oftentimes too late. It's too late. And there's probably not a person here tonight that would say, if I could call my parents or my grandparents, if I could call them again and talk to them, I would do it in a heartbeat. If I call them and apologize, I'd do it in a heartbeat. And so value those that God says to value. If you fail to give honor, you will also fail to receive honor. You can always tell when folks have grown up with no honor because they die a lonely old person. Listen, as I get older, I don't want to be a lonely old coot. You know, this may sound carnal or fleshly. I want to be liked. I want to be an old guy with a lot of friends. So lastly, in conclusion, if you don't honor whom God says to honor, you can't honor God. See, when I honor my wife, I'm actually honoring God. When I honor the elderly, I'm actually honoring God. When I honor authority, and I know, I get it, I have a hard time sometimes not saying what I really think about our governor, our politicians. There's so many who are very dishonorable in their actions and their character. But we need to honor them. When I do that, I honor the Lord in doing so. So to say I'm honoring God by dishonoring my wife is not compatible. It doesn't happen. And so, very simple message tonight, not a barn burner. No one's going to call me from the sword of the Lord to ask me to preach in their church about honor. But it is an important principle that we're lacking sometimes and that has drastic consequences in your life. We may think it's a small thing, but it is a huge thing to honor whom honor is due. Lord, tonight we've come to you, Father, in closing. Thank you, Father, tonight for the principles of honor. Help us, I pray, God, to honor, give honor to whom honor is due. May we be honorable in our actions, Father, as we honor you as well. Bless our homes, we pray tonight in your name. Amen.